Turn in your Bibles to the scripture lesson that was read just a moment ago. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse number 9. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 9. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Now let us go to Acts chapter 17. We want to take a look at the beginning of the church at Thessalonica, Acts chapter 17. Starting with verse number 1. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down have come hither also, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there's another king, one Jesus." And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of the others, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now we want to consider the Bereans. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believe. You're talking about the Bereans, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul in Berea, They came thither also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go as it were to sea, but Silas and Timothy abode there still. What I want to look at just for a few moments is the nobility of the Thessalonians. The nobility of the Thessalonians. Implied negativity is seen as we evaluate the Thessalonians and compared them to the Bereans. We tend to gain a negative opinion of the Thessalonians because of the commendation that is given to the Bereans. These in Berea, it is stated, were more noble than those of Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Many of them believed, also of honorable women which were Greeks and of men not a few. However, when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. One could get the idea or the notion that the Thessalonians were not noble, but in reality, they were noble. They did evidence a number of positive qualities that commended them, that are worthy of emulation. The fact that the Bereans were more noble does not discount the nobility of the Thessalonians. I'm glad that the Bereans were regarded as being more noble, but that does not detract from or de-emphasize the nobility of the Bereans, of the Thessalonians. They were noble, and they demonstrated their nobility. And I want to indicate at least two reasons why the Thessalonians can be regarded as noble. And the text in Acts 17 and verse 11 affirms and implies that the Thessalonians were also noble. The Thessalonians demonstrated nobility. What does it mean to be noble? How do you define noble or nobility? Let us take a quick look and see how nobility is defined, or how being noble is defined. This is a definition or definitions of noble. Having a showing or coming from personal qualities that people admire, such as honesty, generosity, courage, of relating to or belonging to the highest social class, of relating to or belonging to the nobility, but outstanding qualities, illustrious, possessing very high or excellent qualities or properties, very good or excellent, grand or impressive, possessing or characterized by or arising from superiority of mind or character or of ideals or morality. I think the Thessalonians indeed exemplified the qualities that are suggested in the definition of nobility. They indeed demonstrated outstanding qualities insofar as their attitude and spirit was concerned. Now I want us to look just for a moment at Sarah acting up. I want to think in terms of why the Thessalonians could be regarded as noble. Why they could be regarded as noble. We know why the Bereans were regarded as more noble. The Thessalonians need to be regarded as being noble. The Bereans were more noble, Dr. Luke says, than the Thessalonians. They received the word with all readiness of heart, and they searched the scriptures daily to determine or ascertain why those things or if those things were so. But the Thessalonians were noble as well. When we look at them and look at the qualities they possessed, and we see clearly one quality I want to emphasize, 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 9, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you. And how, talking about the Thessalonians, how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. They demonstrated nobility in their willingness to accept the message that Paul preached and their willingness to change their lifestyle by repentance. They changed their minds, they changed their ways, they changed their belief system, they changed their behavior, they changed their religion. And in so doing, they demonstrated sincerity, they demonstrated honesty, they demonstrated commitment, they demonstrated true repentance. They turn around. They turn from serving idols to serving the living and true God. Don't you think that's a quality of nobility? Don't you think that's worthy of commendation? That these men were willing, these women were willing to turn away from their old way of living and turn unto the true or the living and true God. I think they were noble in that regard. Now there's something else that characterized them that we need never forget, which indicates the nobility of the Thessalonians. Chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians, verse number 13. Verse number 13. Paul says, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard of us. You received it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which worketh effectively. It effectively works in you that believe. And verse number 14, for ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God which in Judea in Christ Jesus, for ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. But they turned from serving idols to serving the living and true God because they took seriously the word of God. And they received the word of God, which they heard, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. They took the word of God seriously. Sometimes I think they took it more seriously than we take it, because they accepted it not as the mere word of a man, but as it was the word of God himself. And that resulted in the change of behavior that is evidenced in the scripture lesson for this evening. They changed. Another thing I want you to look at, then we'll be finished. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 11. Chapter 5 and verse number 11. We don't need to discredit the Thessalonians simply because it is stated the Bereans were more noble than those of Thessalonica. The Bereans overall were more noble. But you had some individuals at Thessalonica that were, from my perspective, equal in nobility because of the response they gave to the gospel. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 11, he says, wherefore, comfort yourselves together, edify one another, even as also you do. So they comforted each other and they edified each other. They built each other up. And I think that is a wonderful demonstration of nobility. They received the word as if it was indeed the word of God, which it was. They comforted one another, they built each other up, and they also turned from serving idols to serving the living and true God. They were noble. So don't look with a jaundiced eye at the Thessalonians. Let's emulate them. Let us follow their noble attitude and spirit. Let us strive to exemplify the same spirit they exemplified. Of course, you want to be like the Bereans as well, but don't restrict your focus just to the Bereans. Also consider the nobility of the Thessalonians. How noble are you? What noble qualities do you possess? Do you have the qualities of being honest, sincere, serious? Do you demonstrate a spirit of courage as it pertains to living out the reality of your faith? They had the courage to change. They had the courage to switch from their old way of life and embrace a new way of life. Herein I can see the outstanding, excellent qualities that they demonstrated. This evening, if you are here and you would like to demonstrate your nobility, if you would like to demonstrate your spirit of seriousness and sincerity, your spirit of courage, you can do that this evening. It takes courage. It takes commitment to make a positive change in one's life. It takes courage. It takes commitment. It takes a spirit of dedication. It takes a spirit of a strong, committed desire to make changes in your life. Some people just don't have that kind of courage, don't have that kind of commitment in order to say, I've been living this way for a long time, and I see from the Word of God that I accept as the Word of God that I need to make a change. I need to turn from my old way of life. And I need to embrace a new way of life. I need to accept the truth of God's word. I need to repent. I need to acknowledge my sin. I need to seek the prayers of the saints as I pray with the saints that God would heal me, that God would forgive me. There might be somebody in the audience tonight who needs to demonstrate their nobility as the Thessalonians exhibited their nobility. If you are here and if you're in that category, or one of those categories, we'd urge you to respond in a noble manner as we together stand and as we sing.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home.